You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Hello, hello. I'm hoping that this is recording. So I've listened to, this is David Johnson, by the way. I've listened to several videos over the last few months, which are talking about the fact that war is a hoax. It is controlled demolition and strategic relocation. This is very important to understand this, that this has been out and put out for years. This is not new information. But what I do see as new is the merchandising of this information. And the idea that you do not take, you follow in footsteps of someone before you, and you act as if they never existed. All right? Now, I recall when I first started putting out videos on this subject, most people that were, you know, subscribed to my channel at the time, and they were kind of, you know, hit or miss on some of it. That's fine. I'm just telling you the facts. Down the road, of course, you will get it. But I was just listening to a video or an audio chat that was put out. And John, I'm going to call you that because you don't put out your real name, all right? John, whatever your real name is, you are merchandising information, and that's fine. You can do that. You're talking about how you came into looking at the V2 rockets in 2014. Well, guess what? Jungle Surfer had all kinds of stuff on the V2s prior to that. He was looking into that because he had seen the war hoax videos. And he says, okay, I'm going to look into that. Because he also had a question. He said that he had, you know, he had a family member, which he believed at the time, who claimed, you know, an event in a so-called battle. And he says, I'm going to look into this myself because if I was lied to, I'm going to stop lying to you. You know, that's to the people that he's telling the story to. And I said, that's a good idea. So he starts looking into the V2 and several other things, and he came out with several videos, you know, showing the makeup of these silly things and just the whole buffoonery of the whole thing. Because as you look into these subjects, you just see it's all nonsense. All right, you see it's nonsense. You see that all of the proofs that have been handed to you by this place, by these so-called governments, these so-called minds, these so-called history majors, and that's a very interesting thing. You look at their evidence, you put it in front of you, and you say, this evidence is lacking. Because nothing within this evidence proves the narrative of what you're trying to say. All right? That all these, we're talking millions of bodies that these people are trying to put onto you. They are trying to stack millions of bodies onto you, onto your consciousness, onto your soul. And you're supposed to carry those around every day. And you're supposed to remember and memorialize and have moments of silence for souls that have never existed, people that have never existed. But here's the thing. If you give that lie room to grow in your temple, and that's your mind. I've told you that before. Everything is reduced to you. You sitting in a room right now, take everything around you and remove it. You are is what matters. What you believe is what you are going to act on. All right? So when somebody walks into a room, so let's give us moments of silence. No, I won't be doing that because you will not be dragging me into a state of mourning. And I told you what a state of mourning is. It's a state of sadness. It's a state that forces you, if you buy into the scam, it forces you into a state of grief. state of grief is nothing more than a state of the grave. It is a state of death because there is no life in you at that moment. Life has fled from you. The true light of Christ has left you because it cannot dwell in your temple with that hoax, false death. So then I have to wonder, because I know a lot of you have been around the block and a lot of you have seen this for years. So then if you can't even keep the history straight of the last few years, how then do you expect to know what history was 50, 60, 100 years ago? How is that even possible if you can't even keep it straight in the last few months or the last few years? People have constantly stood on the backs of others so that they can gain fame, light. Guess what? Guess what? Guess what that is? Guess what fame is? Fame is immorality, all right? Because your name lives past your life, right? Do you understand that? And people seek that at all costs. They don't seek it because they're speaking the truth out of their mouth through the light of Christ given to them. They are speaking it under their own heart and their own mouth and their own lips, their own tone. They don't want to remember, they don't want to be remembered for an actual fact or a truth of the matter, which can be then looked at by anybody and discovered by anybody, because the truth is there regardless of anybody noticing it. It will still be there because it is in fact a truth. But then what happens is you get into this personality, all right, and you get into these personality conflicts, and then the conflict then becomes where the power is spent, right? So it's not about what this person's saying or that person's saying. It's about, okay, that person said this, now let me go ahead and look myself. Let me go ahead and take this evidence. I tell you, here's the thing about family. Family will lie to you because they know that they can get away with it. All right? They just know that. Because everybody wants a hero in their life. They want to be able to have a story to share wherever they are. They're like, oh, you know, my uncle did that. No, in fact, he didn't. In fact, he didn't. And that's the sad little fact of it. Your uncle knows he's full of it. You should know he's full of it. However, once you give life to these stories of these so-called family members or people that you have really just met on the street, and you decided to adapt their reality, and then their reality, which is, of course, a lie, becomes your life. Because then you spread that word out of your mouth. And then when they say, is that true? You're, oh, yeah, yeah, that's true. And if you're dealing with matters of life and death, and you put death upon somebody, you spiritually murdered them. I've told you that before. So here's the thing. I would suggest that you do your own work. I would suggest that when you hear things, you don't congregate around different personalities. I would suggest you do your own work and understanding. That narrow path will not walk itself. Have a great night.
That's all, folks.